East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start with news from Gauteng. 10 teenage boys have been rescued in the Johannesburg CBD in what's believed to be a possible case of human trafficking. Police were called to Broad Street earlier after 8 semi-naked teenage boys were spotted walking along the road. Gauteng SAPS spokesperson Katleko Mogale says the officers confirmed that the teenagers are foreign nationals who do not speak English.
The officers were also informed that there were 2 more boys who had already been taken away in a blue VW Jetta. The vehicle was later intercepted along the street, but the driver fled, resulting in a high-speed chase which ended in Commissioner Street with the subsequent arrest of the suspect and the rescue of the 2 half-naked teenagers.
Mogale says a 47-year-old foreign national has been taken into custody on charges of human trafficking. He will appear in the Boysons Magistrates Court on Thursday. Moving to KZN, human remains have been discovered at Pennington Beach on the south coast. It's where search and rescue teams have been combing the water since last week Thursday, searching for 2 missing people. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
Local authorities say at this stage it's too early to confirm the identity of the deceased, but they believe the remains may be linked to a drowning incident on New Year's Day. A group of 5 swimmers got into difficulty in the water. One person was rescued while search and rescue officials later recovered the bodies of 2 other people. Lifeguards, the NSRI and SAP Search and Rescue have since been continuing the search for 2 men who are still missing. Authorities say formal identification will be required before confirming whether the remains found today belong to any of the missing swimmers. The discovery comes amid a spate of drownings across KwaZulu-Natal over the festive season, including incidents at Heberdeen, Umkamas, Durban, Balito, King Tswayo and St. Lucia. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And Venezuelan ambassador to South Africa, Carlos Acevedo, welcomed South Africa's condemnation of the recent U.S. military intervention in his country and capture of the country's leader. Speaking at the SACP's Joe Slovo lecture in Soweto today, he said the intervention violated international law and led to the deaths of civilians. He added that Venezuela remains resilient despite the attacks.
They have kidnapped our President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores. It has been a big hit for us, it's true, but we are not defeated. We will never be defeated. Our revolutionary government is still in place. Our institutions are still in place.
The United Nations says America's actions violated a core principle of international law. The UN says no state has the right to threaten or use force against the territorial integrity of another country. It's called for the international community to come together with one voice to make clear that this is an action that is in contravention of international law. Durban, a high of 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Kwena Mapaka confident that DSG can gain some momentum with the win tomorrow against the Pretoria Capitals. Chelsea announced their new manager, Liam Rossiter, on a 6.5-year contract. And it's the battle of the Sharks this weekend when the Hollywood Bets Sharks take on the Sale Sharks in the Champions Cup.